Jamie William, thank you so much for joining us here at SBS Kurdish program. First of all, when and how you decided to want to travel overseas in order to join the Kurdish forces in their fight against IS?
It was a while ago. I was actually attempted to travel in December 2014. So it was shortly before that I actually decided that I wanted to go. I made the decision to go and join the Kurdish forces in particular after seeing how effective they were against the Islamic State in the region compared to, you know, other forces in the region. And they were one of the most progressive as far as women's rights, having the YPJ, all female fighters on the battlefield, just as respected as the men. And they just seemed like the right group in the area to join, to do something about combating the Islamic State. The reason I wanted to fight against the Islamic State is after witnessing the atrocities that were committed by them, the beheadings of journalists and other people, the destruction of the historic monuments in the region, and their plan for a global caliphate. They basically came out and said that they won't stop until they have control of the whole world and have an Islamic State.
Did you understand the dangers that you'd ultimately face by joining the fight?
Absolutely. I was very aware of the ultimate outcome, that I could have been killed in the process. I was more than willing to take that sacrifice.
And did you know the legal consequences that you would face when you were stopped from travelling to Kurdistan region initially with the intentions that you had, which was to join Kurdish forces in their fight against IS?
Yes, I did some research. I checked the government website to see whether the YPG were on the Australian government prescribed list of terrorist organisations, which they weren't. And there wasn't much other information that I could really find about that. Even when I was stopped, it was unclear by the customs, by the federal police at the airport, and then the federal police at the headquarters the next day. Everybody was unclear whether I was actually breaking a law or not. It took the federal police 7 months to lay charges. So me as somebody at home trying to Google information on this compared to the federal police, if it's their job to know these laws and instill these laws and they were unclear about it, you know, I didn't have much chance to figure out whether it was illegal or not. I didn't think it was illegal. I did what I could to make sure it wasn't, and obviously it wasn't enough.
So what were the charges against you officially?
They were classified as terrorism offences. Basically, I was charged with the same law that anybody trying to join the Islamic State would have been charged with. The actual specific title of the offence was preparatory acts for preparing to go to a foreign country for hostile activities.
Mm-hmm. And did you expect the courts to actually drop the charges against you?
I didn't know whether they were actually going to drop the charges or whether it would have to play out until the end. But I was always confident with my defence and my defence team from Starry Norton Health and that I would win in the end. I didn't think I should have been charged to begin with. So throughout the whole process, I was confident that common sense and the right thing will happen by the end of it. I was very happy that it was dropped when it was. I was actually expecting quite a longer process, but I'm happy with the result.
What do you think of the Australian law against Australian citizens joining foreign fight, and particularly the Kurdish forces?
Well, considering the charges were dropped for my case, it's still unclear whether it is actually illegal or not to join the YPG. My defence was that for the legislation, the YPG satisfies the criteria for fitting as a government organisation. So in the legislation, there's an exemption for government entities such as the French Foreign Legion or the Israeli Defence Force. If somebody were, as an Australian citizen, to go join one of those forces, it's exempt under the Foreign Fighters Law. The YPG fit into that same category, from my understanding.
But do you understand that they're non-state armed forces? They're considered non-state and they're considered rebel groups, right?
Yes, the Australian government technically says they're a militia, they're this, they're that. Mm-hmm. But as far as the Australian legislation for the Foreign Fighters Bill says, a government entity is a group that controls a country or part thereof a country, and there's other certain criteria within that that the YPG meets. So from the Australian law, they fit into that category. They're a government organisation.
Will you consider to travel and join the Kurdish forces if Australia changes its laws and changes the category of the YPG, for example?
Well, I don't know whether they actually need to change the laws or not, but it needs to be made clear
Yeah.
whether, you know, people will still be prosecuted for attempting to join that group or fighting for that group. As I said, at the moment, it's still unclear. If it is made clear and it is a possibility, then that's something I'll have to consider down the track.
Jamie Williams, we thank you so much for speaking with us here at SBS Kurdish.
No worries, thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.